Let me mention an account of a doctor. He belonged to Damascus, and he used to work in one of the hospitals there. All of a sudden, that doctor fell ill. He was admitted in a hospital. He was a doctor by profession, and after checkup tests were done, when results of reports were checked, after checking reports and results of those tests, it was revealed that he had few serious diseases, and one of them was cancer. Cancer is a deadliest disease. When a patient comes to know that he has cancer, then mentally he is also prepared that this very disease may take his life. He was himself a doctor by profession. There was a complete board of doctors, and all doctors were treating him with their mutual consultation. All were trying their best to get his treatment done. They tried various medicines and different ways of treatment. They were unsuccessful. He was young. He was engaged, but yet not married. People also advised his fiancée to break her commitment of marriage, but neither she nor her parents broke their commitment. They decided not to break commitment of marriage as yet. His treatment was continued, but he was not getting better. All of a sudden, he remembered something he had read in a book, that cure your patients through sadaqah, charity. He remembered that. Now, while sitting, he started thinking, what should he do? He selected one household. He was informed that people from his household are really struggling in terms of their livelihood, because the head of the house had died. A poor widow used to live there, so he selected the house of a poor widow. And with the help of his friend, he took the responsibility to provide necessary provisions for that particular family. And he started helping them, and he used to send money. He did not come in front himself. As per his commitment, his help started reaching to that family, whereas the dua for his cure was also continued. Once doctors did his tests again, reports were collected. After looking at the reports, doctors were surprised to see that they couldn't see signs of cancer anymore in those reports. Doctors were in doubt that those reports were of the same patient, but when it was reconfirmed, those reports were of the same patient and there were no signs of cancer or other illnesses. Now that patient was himself a doctor, and a complete panel of doctors asked him that what had actually cured him. Now that patient revealed the secret. He said nothing very special. All the treatments and therapies, they were left behind. I started doing something to please my Allah Azza wa Jal. I was informed that treat your patients through sadaqah, charity. So I started my treatment through sadaqah. I kept on doing sadaqah and kept on helping a needy family, and I kept on receiving prayers from there. Unless I was cured from all my illnesses and diseases. My compassionate Lord Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me and granted me complete cure. If you learn from this very account what I've just mentioned, and you also take sadaqah, a form of treatment for yourself, as mentioned in the hadith, treat your patients through sadaqah. A patient of cancer helped a poor household, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him from cancer.